नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निधि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी अश्चत्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। In the presence of so many of Srila Prabhupada's very personal, intimate associates, my senior god brothers and god sisters, and those who have given their lives and their souls to develop this most treasured project of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple, I am feeling very unqualified to speak, but I was asked to speak. I was asked to speak on my experience with Srila Prabhupada when I was with him in Bombay. This was over 1 year before the cornerstone laying of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple here in Juhu Beach. I was the lost seeker trying to find meaning and purpose to life. And after much traveling, I happened to be walking barefoot in a street in downtown Mumbai when I saw a gigantic hoarding or billboard. All it said was Hare Krishna, giant letters, and then cross Maidan and dates. And it happened to be the date that this event was beginning. So I went. By Srila Prabhupada's inconceivable compassion, in a crowd of about 30,000 people, he requested Guru Das Prabhu to bring me through the crowds to sit beside him on the stage. And he invited me every morning and evening to sit in a little corner of the stage close to him. For the next 11 days, I was experiencing something extraordinary. As I'm sitting with you this evening, I'm reflecting back how Srila Prabhupada established our society in India, and for that matter, all over the world. Those hoardings, newspaper articles, giant billboards, advertisements on the sides of the trucks throughout Bombay, it seemed from an external perspective, quite commercial. And probably the vast majority of the people that came, because it was so highly advertised in such a sensationalistic way, were not coming as spiritual seekers. They were coming with curiosity. What is this? American and European sadhus? And most people probably came for some sort of entertainment. Srila Prabhupada opened a doorway so that they could be transformed when they came to see what was inside. What was that? They passed this giant balloon that was way up in the sky saying Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada from the stage was speaking the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam in a very compassionate but strong way. He was telling the people of India how they were losing the very essence of their culture because they were chasing the illusory dreams, the Maya, that lead to birth, old age, disease, and death. He was openly describing the four regulative principles. At one time, Srila Prabhupada said to all these tens and thousands of people, this Krishna consciousness is spreading all over the world with the help of these young devotees. I am alone, but they are helping me. Actually, they are my gurus because they are helping me to execute the order of my Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada spoke that with such humility and such emotion. As I was speaking, I was looking around at all the devotees on the stage. They were gazing upon Prabhupada. Some were weeping. Some, their eyes were filled with tears. Some were looking down. There was such an exchange of humility. Everyone in the audience could see Srila Prabhupada's humility, his total surrender to the order of his Guru Maharaj. Everyone could see that these American and European disciples were totally surrendered to his will. We could see it, we could feel it. Total dedication, total sacrifice. When Nanda Kumar would be offering arti to deities, everyone could see tears in his eyes with such sincerity, worshiping Radha Krishna. When Madhuvista Prabhu was leading the arti in the evening, his total enthusiasm, his emotion. On the stage all alone, playing a harmonium with her eyes closed, singing bhajans, chanting Hare Krishna. It was so totally sincere. It was a flood of devotion pouring from her. When people would see Malati Devi, she would be cooking and doing this and that and taking care of her little child, Saraswati. Shamsundar Prabhu, just working and working and working without a moment's rest to try to make everyone in that pandal having the highest experience. What Srila Prabhupada brought to India that really established this movement was genuine devotional service. The devotees were so genuine. Srila Prabhupada expected that, and the devotees reciprocated. Because they were surrendering to the order of their spiritual master. It was said on stage, I believe, Giriraj Maharaj. He was the son of a multimillionaire from America. And he was standing at a table selling Back to Godhead magazines for his guru. The genuine experience of pure bhakti was Srila Prabhupada's strategy for spreading Krishna consciousness in India. And that massive pandal with the domes on the top and the balloons and all the hoardings were just to somehow or other get people out of compassion to come to experience that genuine devotion, which is the loving reciprocation between Srila Prabhupada and all of his devotees. And that is what I see here. That was 1971, 47 years later, at Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Temple. It's a magnificent temple. I was sitting back with Shamsundar Prabhu a few minutes ago, and he said, this looks like a royal palace from France. That was not my vision, but it's incredible. What Sarabi Prabhu has done and all the devotees to build this temple, it's Srila Prabhupada's plan. It's grand, it's glorious, it's incredible, but what is its purpose? Like that grand pandal, to draw people to come, all sorts of people, even the least qualified people, to come and to see and to feel and to understand the genuine surrender and devotion of the devotees who are here, how they're worshiping the deity, how they're making every possible arrangement so that people will have a genuine experience of what it means to love Krishna. And I see that experience throughout the world. So many of these wonderful devotees who have spoken the last few days, they lived here during the times when Srila Prabhupada threw them and with them planted a seed and tilled the soil. We heard this morning, yesterday, about the dangers, the death threats, the austerities, but every single person who spoke, they all resonated the same message. It was the most joyful, wonderful, meaningful times of their lives. It's true. The more we truly surrender and put our selfish interests aside to be instruments of Prabhupada's mercy in this world, the more our soul will rejoice with happiness. And so many of these devotees are in many different parts of the world now. But Srila Prabhupada's society, wherever anyone is genuinely and sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, distributing books, managing a temple, raising their families in Krishna consciousness, wherever there's a sincere effort, it's a service to Srila Prabhupada's society, which he called his body. And any benefit we do to any part of the body is a service to every other part of the body. When Vishwadevi or Moksha Lakshmi or Matajis are doing something in England, they are making Shishi Radha Ras Bihari Temple more wonderful. When Hari Sari Prabhu is developing his incredible project of the Bhaktivedanta Library in Calcutta, he's watering the root of every other place within our society. Krishna consciousness is so interconnected. Shishi Radha Ras Bihari, who are within the hearts of all living beings. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. They are pleased and they will shower their blessings wherever, whenever, or however we are sincerely trying to reciprocate with Srila Prabhupada's supreme mercy. In the mood of servant of the servant, to help him to execute the order of his Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. If I can say something about that experience in Cross Maidan, it was the first time I was chastised in my experience of ISKCON. When I naively, as Prabhupada was leaving the stage the first night, I went to touch his lotus feet, Tamal Krishna Goswami. No one touches Prabhupada's feet. I felt so ashamed, because I didn't know. I thought you're supposed to touch feet of saintly people. So I pulled my hand back and I looked down. I was on my knees. I felt so terrible. Then I looked up and Srila Prabhupada was still standing there. He didn't walk. He was just standing there. I was looking down hoping he would walk by because I just offended him. But about 10 seconds later, he was still there, and I looked and he was smiling at me. And that's when I got my first instruction within the Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada said, "You can touch my feet." I did. And I put it on the dust of his lotus feet on top of my head. And he was still smiling and looking at me. And he said, "You can come on the stage every morning and every evening and do like this." Tamal Krishna Goswami looked quite... he was happy in his own way. And I was given my first prasad by Malati Devi. I remember I was standing in line for about an hour to get some halava, because I hadn't eaten in a couple days. And the halava smelled so good. It's in these giant pots. And it was smoking because it was just cooked. You know what halava smells like when it's huge quantities and it's smoking hot? And they had leaf cups, and someone gave me a leaf cup. And my stomach was churning with eagerness to eat it. And Gurudas, my dear friend who brought me on the stage the night before, he grabbed it out of my hand and gave it to somebody else. And I didn't know, I was trying to be like a sadhu, so I didn't try to maintain my composure. But I was bewildered. He said, "You weren't going to eat that, were you?" I said, "Yes." And he brought me backstage, and there was Shamsundar Prabhu sitting with Subal Maharaj. And he sat me down. And then Malati Devi came out with a beautiful plate of so many varieties of prasad, and she kept bringing more and more. So that was my first ISKCON prasad. My first service in ISKCON was in Mumbai. Tushta Krishna Prabhu, who gave me this Krishna book to read, he said, "Do you want to do some service?" Because I was just reading the Krishna book. I couldn't afford to buy it. I was just reading it. And he'd take it back and say, "Do you want to do service?" And I said, "Yes." So he introduced me to Giriraj Maharaj, who was Brahmachari, and he taught me to poke holes in the corner of back to Godheads and tie it to the table. And I thought, this is really strange. Poking holes in magazines and tying it to the tables? I said, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "Because people steal them." So I was doing, that was my first service. And interestingly, the culmination of the whole Cross Maidan, Srila Prabhupada really conquered thousands and thousands of people's hearts. One young man in the middle of the audience became His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. So many people there who experienced, because of the sensationalistic advertising, they were attracted to come. And when they saw the genuineness of the devotion, the pureness of the tradition, they became life members, they became devotees. Srila Prabhupada's preaching pure Bhagavad Dharma without compromise in such a fascinating way. And the culmination was there was a procession with the deities to Chopati Beach. And I was at the procession. And from there, I kind of eventually went back to the Himalayas. That's the last I was with the devotees in Prabhupada was Chopati Beach. And by Prabhupada's arrangement, many, many years later, it was right there across the street from Chopati Beach that my life service to Srila Prabhupada was revealed. And that same year of 1971, Srila Prabhupada was coming out of Bharati Vidya Bhavan. And he said, we should have a temple here. And he pointed to a place where Sri Radha Gopinath temple is. We heard from many devotees about Prabhupada's magic, Krishna's magic. Srila Prabhupada dedicated the maximum amount of his energy, his resources, and his time to Mumbai, especially to develop Radharas Bihari's Juhu project, Heaven on Earth. As a light to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to the whole world, to come to celebrate that together is truly an honor and a joy and Prabhupada's great mercy. Thank you very much.